Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WBRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: snow, a low of 32. A winter storm warning goes into effect at 9 o'clock tonight and continues until 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon, with the chance of 6 to 10 inches of snow. The lesser amounts may fall closer to Lake Michigan. The snowstorm coming to southeast Wisconsin tonight into Saturday translates into dollar signs for private contractors who'll be working long hours this weekend, while municipal public works officials may be wondering if there's still enough money left in this year's budget to cover the cost. On both fronts, plow blades are locked and loaded and ready to go. Andrew Obregon waived his preliminary hearing on nearly 30 charges today, but may never go on trial on those charges. Obregon is accused of the murder of Taiwan Anderson, whose body was found in a Town of Paris cornfield in September, and of a crime spree that lasted more than 2 weeks. In Kenosha County Intake Court this morning, Court Commissioner John Mason asked Assistant District Attorney Michael Gravely about ongoing negotiations in the case.
It's my understanding that the defendant intends to waive preliminary hearing on both files, that the only consideration be given for the waiver is the right to continue negotiations for possible resolution of his pending charges. Is that correct, Mr. Gravely?
The waiver is for no offer, but the parties are certainly still going to discuss this case.
Obregon entered pleas of not guilty to all the charges. The case has been assigned to Judge Chad Kirkman, and Obregon is next scheduled to appear in court January 21st. Obregon is also facing a car theft charge in Racine County and several charges in Lake County, Illinois, where he was finally arrested. A West Allis man already charged with first-degree intentional homicide in Kenosha County for the death of a woman whose body was found in a suitcase along a rural Walworth County road is now facing murder charges in Minnesota. Stephen Zelich has been charged in Rochester, Minnesota, with the death of Laura Simonson in a motel in that city in November 2013. He's also accused of the death of Jenny Gammas of Oregon at a Kenosha motel in August of 2012. According to court documents, Zelich claims the women accidentally died during a sex act. The suitcases containing their bodies were found last summer by a highway worker. Zelich, a former police officer, is scheduled to go on trial in Kenosha County on the charge of first-degree intentional homicide in January. He'll be tried in Minnesota when those proceedings are completed. The 2015 annual Homeless Assessment Report to Congress shows a 4.4% decline in the number of homeless persons in Wisconsin since 2010. Veteran homelessness fell 12% between 2010 and 2015. Family homelessness declined nearly 12%, and chronic homelessness fell just over 50%. Based on a survey done on a single night in January, there were 168 homeless individuals in Racine County, 29 of them veterans. Wisconsin's unemployment rate remains below the national average. The Department of Workforce Development says it was 4.3% in October, unchanged from September. The state added over 15,000 private sector jobs last month, which the DWD says is the largest one-month increase since 1992. 3 weeks ago, Racine Unified teachers, other staffers, and administrators fanned out across the community to get a true hands-on education about today's business world to help in preparing the next workforce-ready students. During this week's school board meeting, Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Daca said positive teacher feedback increased this year.
Our early childhood, overwhelmingly 100% of them felt that it was meaningful. Elementary was over 90%, middle school over 96%, our high school was over 95%. Our psychologist group, who had their own professional development, were over 89%. And our speech and language, our occupational therapists, physical therapists, and specially designed physical education was over 80%.
Daca said high school teacher ratings on a 1 to 5 scale of the business experience included a pair of ones, a single 2, with 9 calling it a 3, and the rest, 96%, said it was a 5 for excellent. Downtown Milwaukee will be a little crazy tomorrow because of the holiday parade and the commissioning ceremony for the USS Milwaukee. A number of streets will be closed to traffic during the events. The parade starts at 9:30 a.m. from Kilbourn Avenue and Astor Street, ending at Old World 3rd Street and Wisconsin Avenue. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.